People have a need to work in teams. Probably today as never before, the value of teamwork is so important. It is critical for people in terms of being successful with their tasks toward being accurate in what they surmise and in delivering the best quality in what they do. It's probably more important in the healthcare industry as in any industry. In the healthcare industry, there's a paramount need to have the correct people in a team around a table to ensure that electronic systems meet the needs of the patient in that environment. In the health industry, it's critical to have teams when designing or developing an application that wants to be implemented in any healthcare environment. The health IT field is diverse and expansive. You can have anywhere from surgical technology all the way through medical records and health IT, private practices, patient care technicians, operating room, and dentistry. Every one of these areas has a need for health IT to be involved in the day-to-day work. The unit objectives for this unit are to help you learn to describe the characteristics of an effective team and work group. You'll be doing that in a number of different ways. There will be some activities that you'll be involved in, as well as looking at some basic and fundamental characteristics that have been produced by reviewing the literature and reviewing the work settings. You'll also be identifying and differentiating roles in IT healthcare professionals in teams, and you'll be doing that by doing some personal activities, research, and interviewing, as well as looking at some actual scenarios of healthcare professionals and work in teams. And finally, you'll be able to describe the value of teams and the importance of collaboration for the IT professional in teams. You'll be doing that by looking at some of the resources available in this unit, as well as some other activities. The outline for the unit will take you through this introduction to definition of teams and groups, looking at the important features of team members. Then we'll take a look at some examples of healthcare information teams. We'll look at teams in three stage systems of input, throughput, and output. Characteristics of effective teamwork will be divided into three main dimensions: organizational structure, individual contributions, and team processes. We will then look at the components of effective teams, the values of teams, the importance of collaboration, and end the unit with a summary of those features. Teams and teamwork are important aspects of healthcare delivery today. In a complex healthcare setting, it takes many teams to run the system. For example, you're going to have people from all across the spectrum of any healthcare environment that you're in, contributing people to choosing and maintaining systems that will deliver safe patient care and ensure smooth throughput processes for patients and families. What we'd like you to do initially is to reflect on the kinds of things that you've experienced related to teams. We'd like you to think about the kind of teams that you've been on over the past 3 years. Later in this module, we'll come back to your experiences, and we'll use your prior knowledge to build upon your current understanding of teams and how that may play a role as you understand the inner workings of teams in the health IT environment. Let's start with the definition of teams. A team is defined as a small number of people with complementary skills who are committed to a common purpose, performance, goals, and approach for which they hold themselves mutually accountable. Important features of team members include the ability for each of the members to clearly communicate with one another. For them to be able to coordinate their efforts in a whole is greater than the sum of their individual parts. It involves them in very distinctive roles. That is, team members cannot be doing the same thing. They need to be doing different things. And it's the integration or synthesis of these activities that allows them to become much more of a benefit to the tasks that they are seeking to perform on. They also need to have that interdependency, not only across their understandings, but across the actual workings and outputs of their tasks. And probably most important, they need to share norms. They need to establish a set of ground rules that they will follow as they work through the various dimensions of their tasks and the enterprises that they are involved in. Examples of Health IT team members are not altogether different from the kind of team members that we see in other industries. But there are some particular elements that play, especially when we're combining health and information technology. So, as was stated before, you do need to have the key players on the team in order to identify and incorporate an electronic patient record into a healthcare setting. Some of the people you would have on your team would be physician representation, the folks that will be writing the orders and driving the care of a patient through the electronic medium. The nurse manager from the unit is an important member to have on the team. She's the one that will assure that the electronic system will fit into her workflow on her unit and what needs to be modified or changed due to that specific workflow. We need staff nurses on the team. They are the frontline people who will be able to articulate whether or not an order set or an order for an application that's being brought forward will or will not work for them in that environment and impact patient care as well. We need ancillary representation from respiratory therapy, nutrition, physical therapy, and occupational therapy. Their roles in the patient care environment are just as critical as the other team members, and they need to make sure that the electronic system will work for them as well. And lastly, we need the secretary or unit clerk to be able to put their input into an electronic system, since they'll be the ones who manage the front line of a patient arriving into any healthcare environment. And lastly, we need the secretary or unit clerk to be able to put their input into an electronic system, since they'll be the ones who manage the front line of a patient arriving into any healthcare environment. Teams are often viewed in a three-stage system that includes input, throughput, and output. Inputs are the team's resources, which include the team members, any technologies that support the team, and any information that the team needs at the front end of working on a specific project. Throughput is the process that a team engages in order to reach their goals and tasks, and basically to reach mission accomplishment. Outputs are the actual deliverables that a team creates and develops to meet the mission operatives, things that they are formed to meet. Let's look at an example from a health IT situation. Airline passengers often develop DVT, or deep vein thrombosis, from prolonged periods of sitting. The same condition can occur in hospital patients during extended periods of confinement. We once had an initiative to reduce deep vein thromboses in our hospital environment. A team was formed to initiate the actual ordering process that was used in the electronic application to directly impact patient care for those patients that had DVT. The team gathered, they went out and investigated all of the information that they could about the DVT. They came back, they shared their information, and they realized that there was a way to improve upon the way that orders were placed in the electronic system. And they created an order set that now enabled the provider to choose specific things for a patient that may have DVT or may not. As of the initiative being implemented and in our present system, DVTs in our hospital environment have significantly decreased. Due to the team that created the order set and took it through all of the levels of approval that needed to be done in order for it to go live, and so we've been able to take the step of reducing DVT in our patient population. Characteristics of effective teamwork. There has been a lot of literature and research done on teams. One of the specific ways of looking at teams is to look at characteristics that can be clustered into three areas: organizational structure, individual contribution, and the actual processes that a team is involved in. We are going to look at each of those areas in more detail as we move forward. Here's an example of all three of those areas and some of the detailed elements within each. We're going to take a look at each one in turn, starting with organizational structure and clear purpose. It's important for an organizational structure to have those elements that you see on the screen now. Clear purpose is that first one. Clear purpose is the ability of a team to have a clearly described mission. Their tasks are very specifically linked to the kinds of deliverables that are necessary to be accomplished. And again, remember that we want to make sure that the tasks that are assigned to a team are truly team tasks and not individual tasks. Healthcare teams and health IT teams have particular needs to be very clear on their purpose. An example of a clear purpose for one of the healthcare IT teams, back to the DVT team, their clear purpose and their mission was to decrease the deep vein thrombosis in the hospital environment. They were very successful in doing so. They had the cultural opportunities to perform this. They had a specific task to accomplish in order for this pilot and this successful implementation to occur. Each person had a distinct role on the team as well, and the leadership was key in order to have one person on the team that was able to cross all areas in order for the purpose and mission to be realized.